Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 134 is brought to you by careerwonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Share in the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at careerwonder.com. You know, at my local park, I often see players who have pretty good mechanics, but are not able to execute their shots consistently. In my view, the main cause of these execution issues when mechanics are fairly sound has less to do with the technical or physical aspects of their strokes and more to do with their mental approach on each and every shot. What I'm referring to is the player's commitment to the shot they are about to hit. While the expression, commit to hitting your shot, may be more prevalent in other sports, such as golf, for example, the message is equally as important in tennis. What I've noted over the years with regards to most players at the club and recreational levels is that they are much more comfortable counterpunching than going on the offensive. And this is understandable, as it is a little easier to simply react to what your opponent is doing versus being the one to proactively game plan, construct points, be the aggressor, and apply pressure in the rallies. Regardless of the circumstances, the common denominator for successful execution is being fully committed to hitting your shot. Of course, it's always easier said than done. But if you are not fully committed to hitting your shot, whichever shot it may be at that moment, you will likely end up producing a shot that is ineffective and probably one that falls short of your expectations. Now, there are many examples, but let me share three that I see every day at the local parks and tennis clubs. The three examples are serving, returning a softy serve, and attacking a short ball. Let's start with the serve. Now, the serve is the one stroke in tennis over which you, as the player, are in complete control from start to finish. From a stationary or standstill position, you are the one who decides when to toss the ball and hit your serve to get things started. Yet, despite having this complete control, players at every level struggle at times with commitment when it comes to hitting their serves, typically when the game or match is closely contested and tension and anxiety are elevated. Now, folks, high tension moments are precisely when it is of utmost importance to be committed to hitting your shots, in this case, your serve. Whether you hit or miss, I have long believed that commitment is what enables you to maintain an aggressive mindset during those anxious, tense, and amped up moments of a match. Put in other terms, it's what allows you to continue to go after your serve with full intent and purpose, with good flow and racket acceleration. For many recreational players, when they get a little nervous on serve, their commitment wavers, often leading them to hit a pushy and mostly arm serve that is lacking racket acceleration and any real purpose other than, gosh, I hope this serve goes in. This lack of commitment often leads to more double faults than if they were to simply to try to hit their serves as they normally would. Now let's talk about returning a softy serve. Now folks, you can probably guess the scenario I'm about to describe because this is very common in recreational and league play, even up to the 4.5 level. In a close match, the player serving begins to hit overly safe, slow, high lollipop second serves. And you've all seen how this unfolds most of the time, right? Instead of seizing the opportunity to control the point, the player who is receiving serve backs off, allowing the lollipop serve to play him or her. What then transpires, more often than it should, if I may add, particularly at the beginner through intermediate levels, are freebie points for the server off of the returner's errors. Errors that have come about because the returner's commitment to put a good stroke with purpose on the return wavered while watching that lollipop serve make its way slowly towards them. In one of the tennis groups I belong to, there are a couple of 4.0 level gals who regularly win more free points off of their high lollipop second serves than they do off of their harder hit first serves. The third example is the short ball. You know, the short ball that is just begging to be punished. Now, what do we often see at the local park and tennis club? Players moving aggressively up into the court and setting up to hit an offensive shot, only to lose their nerve and commitment right before making the strike when they realize their shot will not be an outright winner or induce a weak return from their opponent for an easy put-away volley. This is prevalent not only at the recreational level, but even at the tour level. As I've talked about in previous podcasts, in this era of power tennis, most of the tour players today have sound volleys from a technical standpoint. However, very few of them actually have good net games. Oftentimes, for example, if that short forehand they clobber is not an outright winner or sufficient to set up an easy put-away volley, then they find themselves up at net a little out of sorts, relying almost solely on reflexes and athleticism. And you can literally see the commitment level waver and anxiety level spike in their body language as they hit that approach shot. It's even more obvious when they are intentionally drawn to net by the opponent's short ball. For example, what Federer seems to be able to do routinely to many opponents with his variety of chips and slices. Look, put-away volleys are great, but they often do not reflect a player's net prowess, in my view. The points won at net statistic is, by and large, not a good indicator of a player's volleying ability. And I've talked about this in previous podcasts. The points won at net statistic is often misinterpreted and misapplied these days by many in the tennis community. But I digress. I'll save that discussion for a future podcast. The bottom line when it comes to successfully executing your shots is to try to go about hitting the shots the way you do in your practice sessions, swinging freely, relaxed, and under control. As I often say to my players, if you're going to lose, at least go down swinging. Execute with definitive purpose and strong conviction. Commit to hitting your shot. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.